It's CropWatch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries. Our first stop on CropWatch in the Barnesville, Minnesota area, visiting with Jake Thompson. Jake, crops in this area, what are things looking like?
Oh, you know, we're getting a lot of variation in the area here. You know, we do a lot of no-tilling here on our farm, and we're kind of seeing some poor corn stands. Soybeans, some of the early ones are up. They look fairly good, but we did have a little frost damage to some of those. We did put some soybeans in a little bit later, just checked on those yesterday. They haven't poked through yet, but a lot of stuff is there. Subsoil moisture, it's there. It's just we're getting a lot of variation. I mean, some corn still even starting to pop through still. So we could really use a good entrain, I think, is what we could really use.
Yeah, when even things out. Was it just because things got laid in dry dirt?
Some of it, yeah. I think that's where we're seeing some of the combinations of, depending on what type of topography was in the land and the type of soil types, we're seeing all kinds of differences in some of that. I think the cold has been such a weird spring where it seems like it should be 4th of July already for the amount of time that we haven't had snow or it's been seemed nice, but it's been relatively cold still. So I think we're seeing some of the differences there, especially in alfalfa. We're going to start cutting alfalfa today. We've got some that we're thinking is... the poor stuff probably got going early and has had some frost damage multiple times here through the spring. It's really kind of held it back.
You mentioned the frost damage. Was that quite extensive?
For us, we haven't seen too much. We've got one field west of Barnesville along the interstate on the flat ground that actually two-thirds of the field looks pretty good. And the land slope, just as it goes down, that last third kind of looks like it got dinged pretty good. So we were just talking about that this morning. We'll give it a good day of heat here and kind of see what it looks like, and we may have to go out and replant just at least a third of it. But we do have one neighbor or a friend of ours over by Comstock that mentioned that they were putting in over 1600 acres of beans they felt were frozen done. And so
So there was some frost damage.
Yeah, definitely some frost damage there. And so here in the hills, I mean, it's if we had a high enough field, it seemed to be okay.
And our next stop on CropWatch, we are in the Detroit Lakes area visiting with Kyle Fody and Kyle with Golden Harvest, and cover quite a big area, so you're seeing some frost damage the way it sounds.
Yeah, we're seeing some spots where we're getting frost damage, kind of hit and miss depending on the area, but we are seeing seeing some frost damage depending on the area, and doing some replanting on soybeans.
Yeah, you cover a wide area, run through that.
Yeah, so I cover from Fergus Falls up to Manoman, and then kind of from east to west, Wadena over to the border there at Fargo. So. Yep.
And you're saying some damage over by New York Mills, kind of in that area?
Yep, so the spots we're kind of seeing it right now is New York Mills, Manoman, up by Thief River Falls, and then you cross the border into North Dakota, seeing some out west of Fargo.
Okay, and it's mostly soybeans damage?
Mostly soybeans. So far, corn is hit and miss. We're seeing a little bit, but so far haven't seen a ton of corn been dinged up, mostly soybeans.
How's emergence been?
Emergence has been okay, not great. It's been a little spotty, so we're seeing a lot of decent stands, just not great stands. We're seeing a lot of corn in dry dirt, a lot of soybeans in dry dirt. So we're getting a population that's going to be acceptable. It's just not the perfect scenario. So we are seeing a little bit of that. We're going to have some uneven emergence out there. But for the most part, we'll have enough, it looks like, in the stands to make a decent crop.
Will that cause a problem come harvest?
It could. It definitely could. So if we get enough of that uneven emergence, it could deal with some moisture. We could deal with some of that. So depending on if it's grain or silage, that's going to be a big factor. But we could see a little bit of that.
Have the guys been able to stay ahead of the weed pressure?
So far, the weed pressures, they've been able to stay ahead. We haven't got much rain, so been able to spray. But, I don't think the pre-emergence is working very good. So we're hitting another shot here post.
Yep, and biggest thing is we need some rain.
Yeah, we need rain really bad. In my whole geography, everyone's been begging for rain, and we were supposed to get some, and we just didn't get enough, and so we really need something, otherwise it's going to dry up pretty quick.
And our next stop on CropWatch in the Perham, Minnesota area, visiting with Andrew Gorentz. And Andrew, crop, what are things looking like? You're with the backyard, you're the agronomist here. What are things looking like?
Things are definitely really dry out. The corn and the beans, as long as they got germination, they can hold on for a little bit, but definitely need a good drink here, hopefully in the next week or 10 days here. There's definitely some frost damage out there. The corn, to me, looks like it got hit in their spots. It's very spotty. Maybe the low ground, maybe where the fields were had a little bit more trash. Definitely got hit, but it looks like some majority of it has been coming back. You can see some the green coming back from the whorl again. The beans, it's spotty. More north and east of Perm, definitely there's some definitely issues out there. Maybe the soybeans that were up a little higher had a few more issues. The beans that just were poking out of the ground seemed to take the frost pretty decent. Majority of places, but there's definitely some issues out there.
You're going to end up replanting some?
There will definitely be some replanting. It won't be all over, but there will be some select fields and definitely have to be some replant out there. So,
the corn damage, that's growing points below ground yet, so that shouldn't bother that, right?
No, the corn wasn't up high enough yet where the growing point was above the ground. Maybe if it would have been frost, it would have been a week or two later. Maybe it would have had some issues, but for the most part, it looks like it's coming back. Definitely need some moisture though to get that growing again, because I think some of the issues is definitely the dry weather. So,
has there been any weed pressure at all or not?
You could definitely start seeing some weed pressure out there. Definitely a lot of your broadleafs. Definitely there's some grass coming too. It definitely could be used. This will be a good week to do some spraying. So,
and that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services.